Books on Tape presents The Scarpetta Factor by Patricia Cornwell, read by Kate Redding. To Michael Riddell, lawyer, friend, Renaissance man, and as always, to Stacy. We owe respect to the living. To the dead we owe only truth. Voltaire, 1785. 1. A frigid wind gusted in from the East River, snatching at Dr. K. Scarpetta's coat as she walked quickly along 30th Street. It was 1 week before Christmas, without a hint of the holidays, in what she thought of as Manhattan's tragic triangle, three vertices connected by wretchedness and death. Behind her was Memorial Park, a voluminous white tent housing six refrigerator trucks of vacuum-packed human remains, still unidentified or unclaimed from Ground Zero. Ahead on the left was the Gothic red brick former Bellevue Psychiatric Hospital, now a shelter for the homeless. Across from that was the loading dock and bay for the office of the chief medical examiner, where a gray steel garage door was open. A truck was backing up, more pallets of plywood being unloaded. It had been a noisy day at the morgue, a constant hammering in corridors that carried sound like an amphitheater. The mortuary techs were busy assembling plain pine coffins, adult size, infant size, hardly able to keep up with the growing demand for city burials at Potter's Field. Economy related. Everything was. Scarpetta already regretted the cheeseburger and fries in the cardboard box she carried. How long had they been in the warming cabinet on the serving line of the NYU Medical School cafeteria? It was late.